Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Liu of Yahoo Sports Canada. On this episode, I wanted to bring you up to date on how COVID-19 or coronavirus is affecting the Toronto Raptors. And on that note, I have some good news. It's a bit of a silver lining here, but the Toronto Raptors put out a press release on Friday night as for an update on the COVID-19 situation as it pertains to the team. And that statement is as follows, quote, "The Raptors travel party underwent testing for COVID-19 on Wednesday evening after learning that an opponent we had recently faced had acquired the virus. All the members of the travel party who were tested on Wednesday in Toronto have received their results and they are currently negative. Results for one additional person are pending. These results will not affect our protocols. However, those asked to self-isolate by the Toronto Public Health will continue to do so. We will all practice social distancing and good hand hygiene, and most importantly, carefully monitor our health. We continue to be in close contact with public health authorities and infectious disease experts and are very grateful for their guidance. As always, we appreciate the support of our fans, families, and friends." End quote. And so, to fill you in here, the Raptors played the Utah Jazz on Monday, where they were in close contact, obviously playing the same game with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, who have both tested positive for coronavirus. In addition to the game itself, just over the course of 48 minutes, there's also footage of players dapping each other up. And after the game, Gobert obviously got ejected first, but, Mitchell stayed around to greet with a lot of the Raptors. So there was a concern there. Shams Charania of The Athletic also reports that Serge Ibaka specifically has tested negative. He was the primary defender on Gobert for most of the night. And there is also footage of him kissing the basketball in his routine, as he normally does in between free throws. And so Ibaka also released a tweet on Friday where he is shown to be in full quarantine with enough Amazon boxes to fill a Christmas morning for an entire family. So it seems like he's, doing his time and obviously taking this thing very, very seriously. As for the Raptors themselves, they were actually at two events on Wednesday. First, there was a benefit charity bowling event at the Ballroom, which is downtown Toronto, as part of Norm Powell's involvement with the Boys and Girls Club. Powell was the only player who spoke to the media, and we were situated beyond 6 feet from Powell, as according to the NBA's official media policy. Other players at the event included Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, Terrence Davis, Matt Thomas, Malcolm Miller, and Pat McCaw. As a bonus, the best bowler there, by the way, was Matt Thomas, who somehow not surprising, but he hit a 143. And the event itself raised six figures towards charity. So it was a success on that front. The other event the Raptors attended on Wednesday night was for Nick Nurse and the Arkells, which was held at Hotel X, also in downtown Toronto. Norman Powell, Marc Gasol, Serge Ibaka, Matt Thomas, Malcolm Miller, Chris Boucher, Terrence Davis, Fred VanVleet were in attendance for that. In addition, the media relations staff, the Raptors digital team, some of the assistant coaches, Matt Devlin, Nav Bhatia, in addition to Cardinal Official, Daniel Caesar, and the Arkells themselves were also present at the event. Now, here's the thing. The news of Rudy Gobert's testing positive for coronavirus came at 9:27 p.m. Eastern time from Shams Charania on Wednesday. Powell's event wrapped up at roughly 8:45. The players left early. You know, I'm not entirely sure about the nurse event. Either way, the Raptors were compliant with health and safety guidelines. And, you know, if they had known, if the news of Gobert's diagnosis had come out earlier, you know, I'm sure that, you know, these events would not have gone on as they were originally scheduled. As for the NBA themselves, they chose to suspend games indefinitely following Gobert's positive result. The Nuggets lost to the Mavericks, which was the final game of the regular season that was played. And that sort of overlapped with the announcement of the result. The game was still going on, so they finished it. And the last two games of the night were called off. It's unclear as to how the league will resume, but for now, Commissioner Adam Silver has called for a stoppage of at least 30 days, which, in my opinion, is a bit of an optimistic figure. Just by comparison, the Chinese Basketball Association halted play on February 1st, and they plan to resume in early April. Silver stated his intention is to continue the season, but the timeline looks to be, you know, sometime in July or August, in the summertime for sure. As for the playoffs and how the remainder of the regular season goes, that is very uncertain. There's definitely many ways they can go about it, and I'm sure they will meet to discuss that when the time is appropriate. There are some other questions at play. For one, there is the issue of pay. So, as reported by Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, there is a little-known clause in the collective bargaining agreement called force majeure, which gives owners the ability to deny pay to players for games that have not taken place. And this is a clause that is mostly there to include disaster events, such as, you know, natural disasters or, in this case, an epidemic. If this clause is invoked, each game missed will be docked 1/92nd of their total pay on the season. So in a purely hypothetical scenario with the Raptors, again, purely hypothetical, they have not said anything about this. They have 18 games outstanding in the regular season at a total player salary on the season for $125 million. So that works out to roughly $24 million on top of any bonuses that have yet to be paid out. Again, it's unlikely that the league will invoke this rule, according to Wojnarowski, but it is a possibility that is on the table. As for the event staff, there will be taken care of, at least in the MLSC organization. Anyone who is affected by this temporary halt in our operations will receive a financial payment from MLSC to bridge employees between their employment, insurance, benefits, and 95% regular average earnings. For 4 weeks, which was a statement that was emailed from MLSC. You know, so it seems like they're going to take care of that. And that seems to be a trend that's happening across the NBA where, you know, led by Mark Cuban, who spoke on live television when the news broke out. Obviously, he was part of that Mavericks game. Cuban set the standard in terms of just he's going to take care of the arena staffers, and the organization is just is very big. You know, it's not easy to put up events like this, and obviously there will be no more public events for them to be going to since all the games are suspended. And you know, in terms of MLSC organization, you know, the NHL is suspended indefinitely. The Toronto FC is suspended indefinitely. You know, all these properties, MLSC seems to be taking care of them, which is good. You know, as for the season ahead, it remains very much uncertain. First and foremost, this is a public health issue. There are 152 cases in Canada as per the latest update provided by Health Canada on Friday, March 13th. And since the majority of the league operates in the United States, this is also another hurdle that needs to be cleared. President Donald Trump announced a state of emergency on Friday after the total number of confirmed cases in the United States surpassed 2,000. Again, without full testing of the population at large, it's unclear as to the full extent of the virus, especially since it can be asymptomatic in certain stages. As for the podcast itself, the show will go on. There will be short daily episodes on the Raptors and other NBA news as it comes. And so you can look out for that. There will also be weekly discussions looking back at some of the greatest moments in Raptors history. A few ideas that I have in the works just to tease them include the top moments from last year's title run, a championship retrospective as told by clips from the Playoff Reaction podcast, sort of cut those together. The story of how Kyle Lowry went from being a plan B to becoming the greatest player in franchise history. And of course, Masai Ujiri's rise to the top, among other sort of stories. So we'll be looking to tell those stories for sure. And there will be a weekly episode that's more long form in addition to the daily short podcast updates that will include not just Raptors news, but also other NBA news as it comes. Unfortunately, though, there will be no call-in show. There's no reaction podcast and Run It Back in its previous forms. Truth be told, we are still trying to figure out how some of this stuff will work, especially since most of us are, actually, no, all of us are working remotely. And so I will have more announcements as we get answers. But for now, those are also on hiatus. Speaking personally, this health scare has been sobering to say the least. Sometimes we can sort of get ahead of ourselves, especially in the media and in sports. And this sort of snaps us right back to reality. You know, without basketball, I'm just, you know, a man with a microphone and a laptop. Obviously, there are so many things that are more important than sports, but its absence does remind you of how much we should cherish it. Not only does it bring so much entertainment and bond otherwise strangers as brothers and sisters, but it also offers a reprieve from the world. And right now that could very much be used. I hope that, you know, even without the game itself to discuss, we can still be bonded in that same way as our community undergoes a difficult time. Finally, my thoughts go out to those affected, both directly and indirectly by the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm very fortunate to have four surviving grandparents, and they're all in their 80s, and they are all high risk. Two of them, you know, reside here in Toronto, and I fear for them by the hour. The other two are in China, and by latest reports, my home country seems to be through the worst of it. There are missteps along the way as it is playing out globally, but China's progress does bring me hope that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that there can be a way to regain control. As for now, you know, to everyone who's listening, please stay safe. Please think not only for your own safety, but for how your presence can greatly affect and endanger others. And that if you are feeling bummed out by this whole situation, I hope you please find at least some bit of solace in this small silver lining that the Raptors have tested negative. We're going to need a lot of patience, hope, and luck in the months ahead to get through this. So thanks again to everyone for listening. Again, the weekly podcast will resume. And there will also be daily podcasts sort of updating news that goes on with the Raptors and with the NBA as a whole. But yeah, please stay safe out there. And thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.